Okay, we're up to Perek Lamites, Pasuk Aleph, new Perek. Esa here that time Shalach Mirodach Bal Adon Ben Bal Adon Melech Rodel Svarim Umincho El Chizkiyo. At that time, the time we're referring to is after the miracle of the fall of Sancheriv and after the recovery of Chizkiyo. These two things which happened at the same time. This person who was the king of Melech Babel. Babel at this point was not a world power. It was a small vassal state to Ashur. And now that Ashur has been conquered, has fallen, Ashur has been weakened, all of these little city-states now, to a certain degree, have declared their independence. They no longer felt the iron hand of Melech Ashur over their head, ringing around their necks, and they felt they had a certain degree of independence, and we'll see that. And of course, very shortly thereafter, Bavel would rise up to become the new world power, which is a very great surprise for the people of the world. It's like today you would think, today you take some country never heard of, and who knows where, and all of a sudden they're becoming now, they're the new, they have just as much power as the United States or some other major world power. That's exactly what happened. The king of this country at this point in time was Bal Adon. That's what it is. Merodach Bal Adon Ben Bal Adon. He appears to have been one of the first kings of Bavel. I'm not sure exactly when Bavel started. We know that there was the Kazdim. The Kazdim and Bavel are synonymous. But at one point in time, this person, Bal Adon, and the Medrash tells us that something happened to him. It's not clear what happened to him, but his facial features he looked like a dog. That's what it says in the Medrash. The Havid Ki de Kalba, and the Perush here is V'neshtana Mareu L'Pnei Kelef. His face looked like a dog. And due to, it wasn't very pleasant for the media to photograph him, to appear on the world stage with other world leaders, so he had no choice but to step down. And he gave over his malchus to his son, whose name was Merodach. And Merodach was a good son. He wanted to be mechabit his father, so he changed his name, Shinui Hashem. And he appended to his own name, Merodach, his father's name, Bal Adon. So really, when he was born, they named him Merodach. And his father was Bal Adon. And because of the circumstances, his father, Bal Adon, stepped down. But in order to give honor, to perpetuate the name of his father, who was still alive and was the king before him, he called himself Merodach Bal Adon. Then the son of Bal Adon. The reason why he sent letters to Chizkiyahu was because he would take long naps during the day. That was his custom. He'd wake up early, whatever he did, he ate, he did whatever he did, he went to sleep, and it happened that period of time where the day miraculously was extended by 10 hours. It was a miracle. This miracle would compensate the 10 lost hours, the time of Achaz, when Achaz died. And now Hashem told Chizkiyahu that I have accepted your tefillah, I will heal you. And part of the sign, the miracle of healing you, will be that I will extend the day by an additional 10 hours, from 12 to 22 hours. This miracle affected the entire world. They did not understand what happened. And it was told to them, I guess, through the prophet Yeshaya. The non-Jews, it's very clear from Chazal, they had faith in the prophets. They were told the reason why this miracle happened was a miracle on behalf of Chizkiyahu, and the world was impressed. This was far-reaching. The whole world was affected by this miracle. And this particular king was curious to see Bameh Koichoi Gadol, Bameh Koichoi Yofeh. What's the Koich? What is the nature of this person, Chizkiyahu, that Hashem would do on his behalf a miracle and extend the day by 10 hours? He was extremely curious. So he stepped forward. One more time in the pasuk, Boesi at that time, Shalach Merodach Bal Adon Ben Bal Adon Melech Bavel Sefarim Umincha, books Umincha, and a gift El Chizkiyahu VaYishma. He heard. Why did he do this? He did this in response because he heard Ki Cholo, he was ill, Vayechezok, and he was healed, and his healing was a miracle, and the miracle was accompanied with the miracle of his being healed was accompanied with the miracle of the day being extended 10 hours, and that affected him. As I mentioned before, he took naps, and when he took a nap, he woke up. It was still early in the day because Hashem extended. I don't know the details of the time, but Hashem extended the day by 10 hours. So when he woke up, something didn't make sense. So he accused his servants of letting him oversleep all the way until the next day. And he wanted, I guess, to kill the servants. And the servants said to him, "We did nothing wrong. We did not allow you to oversleep. A miracle happened. The day was extended by 10 hours. Don't blame us." And again, he was curious. And he learned what's the nature of this miracle. It was because of Chizkiyahu. Who is Chizkiyahu? What exactly happened? And of course, obviously, this is a very big world view because Chizkiyahu was the one who they viewed as the one who conquered their master Sanherif. Sanherif took the best that the world had to offer, the best soldiers, 185,000 generals. Each general had, according to one interpretation, had 2,000 men. Each of these 185,000 generals, and they brought them to Yerushalayim, and they all died. They're all dead. And that's the end of Sanherif. And all of these countries are now free. They have been released from the power of Sanherif. And to whom did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give over, did Hashem do this miracle? To Chizkiyahu. And what else happened to Chizkiyahu? He was healed. No one never happened before a person was healed. And what else happened? This great miracle. The day extended 10 hours. So he sent letters in the gift to understand what's the nature of this event. Pasuk Beis. Vayismach aleihem Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu rejoiced. The Chazal very critical of this. Hashem, this was a test. This was a test of Chizkiyahu, if he would, how he would react to Melech Bavel coming to send him gifts and presents. Chizkiyahu, Chazal tell us, okay, it's not for us to take this literally because we don't, Hashem is Menachtik and Tzadik and Bechut Asayra. Chizkiyahu was one of the greatest kings that ever existed, ever was in Kal Yisrael. He grew arrogant. He grew arrogant in realizing what has happened, that the greatest world power has fallen underneath him. And he now had all the wealth, because Sancheirav brought with him to conquer Yerushalayim the wealth of the world. He just came back from Mitzrayim and Kush, and he was extremely wealthy, and he was exalted. And he became arrogant, especially now when world leaders, the Melech Bavel, was sending lavish gifts and congratulatory letters to Chizkiyahu. Congratulations. Look what you have accomplished. You've defeated this world power. And that was not what Hashem was happy with. Vayismach aleihem Chizkiyahu. He was happy, he was pleased. And what did he do? Vayareim, and he showed the king of Bavel es beis nichoso. Now what is beis nichoso? This is a very difficult word. If you look at the Mitzudos, inyin otsar nechmat. All he says here in the Mitzudos is a storage house of treasure things. Nechmat is precious. Something, a storage house which contained a precious item or precious items. Precious things. Rashi is more specific. Spices. Kamo nechos v'tzri, like we have below, different types of spices mentioned in Chumash Bereishis. Spices. And it seems that this was some luxury, something which was unique to Chizkiyahu, to Eretz Yisrael, which no one else in the world had. It's hard for us really to relate. Why would you want to show someone's fragrances? Someone comes to your house and all the different things you can show them. You can open up your the cabinet, you can go show them different fragrances that you have. It's not clear, but I guess at this point, this was something which was viewed as being exotic and very chashuv, and that's what he showed him according to Rashi. Other Mepharshim learned that what he's really alluding to is the Shemen Hanishcha, because the Shemen Hanishcha is made from a combination of different spices. So we're not just talking about stam spices which produced the Shema Mishka, which was extremely unique and was used to anoint the kings, the Malchei Yehuda, Only the Malachi Yehuda were anointed with the Shemen HaMishkan. And indeed, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Shemen HaMishkan was put in Genizah, and the kings of the Bayis, I mean, there were no kings, but like Zerubbabel and the Kohanim Gedolim of the Bayis Sheni were not anointed any longer with the Shemen HaMishkan. So this is something which was very precious, and that is what he showed. This is what he showed the king of Bavel, Merodach Baal Adar. So let's read the pasuk. Vayarem espes nechoso. He showed him the house of his spices, or the house of his treasures. Es hakesef, yes hazav, silver and the gold, yes habesamim, the spices. Here it says nachmul, the spices. Yes shemen hatov. So you have to see over here that the shemen hatov is something different. Either you can say it's shemen, a certain type of oil, and not necessarily shemen hamishcha. It was shemen. What? That's the Shemen HaMishcha, but there's another type of oil which was a very big loss. Rashi says Shemen HaTov. Yesh Koshim Shemen HaMishcha, like I said before. Okay, that's really what it means over in that interpretation. Yesh Koshim Shemen HaFarsim, balsam oil. And that was a very Shehoyim Motsu bi Eretz Yisrael, Vuhu Pena Ka'omer bi Cheskel, Yehuda Yisrael Hema Roichlim, Bechite Monis, Ufinag. Certain types of wheat, certain types of kernels, and upinag, and that was a certain type of oil called shemen afarsimon, which was a luxury. That's the afarsimon oil. That's what this thing called pinag is, and it grows in Yericho. That's why Yericho lashon of reach, because in Yericho is where you find the shemen afarsimon, and that's what it refers to. This pasuk concludes. This called this vision over the ace called base scale of all of the utensils of his, all of the tents of his home, the ace called Asher Nimsa Beotz Rosav, all the things that were found in the storage house, Lo Hoya Davar Asher Lo Heram, there was nothing which Chizkiyahu held back, Chizkiyahu Beveso Uvechol Memshalto in his home, and all of his, all of the things that were under his authority. Let's see what Rashi doesn't slohoyes davar, and Rashi hears what is the other davar af sefer Torah. The king had v'chosav lo mishne Torah, the karbo kol yimei chayav. A melech has a requirement to attach to his body a special sefer Torah, and he showed the melech bavel this sefer Torah. What is the significance? I do not know, but that's what it is. Although the midrashim say that he took him into the kodesh hakodashim. He opened up the Beis HaMikdash, he took him into the Heichel, into the Kodesh HaKadosh, and he showed him the Aron and the Kruvim, how the Kruvim were embracing one another. It's very difficult to understand because no one is allowed to enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, only the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. A Melech is not allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and certainly not to show a Goy, this Goy. So how did he do this? It's not clear, but that is what it says in the Medrash. There was nothing he did not show him. All of his treasures, Shemen HaMishcha, the Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kruvim, and the Aron, and Hashem was not pleased. And we'll see in a few moments that Yeshayahu was sent by Kodesh Baruch Hu to give Musa to Chizkiyahu, why are you showing this guy all of your treasures? There is one other Medrash, which is also very interesting. What is the middle over here? All of his treasures, and there was nothing that he did not show him. His wife. Who was the wife of Chizkiyahu? Chefsiva. Like we learned that Chizkiyahu did not marry, and he was, because of that, chet, he was going to die. And Yeshayahu appeared to him and told him, Tzav lebeischa, command your home because you're going to die, and he did tshuva, and he got married. Who did he marry? He married the daughter of Yeshayahu. He told Yeshayahu, maybe my schus, together with your schus, will be able to offset, or at least to diminish the severity of what I see is coming from me, from my seed, Menashe and Amon. And indeed he married the daughter of Yeshayahu, Chefsiva. Obviously we can't even imagine what a tznua, what a modest woman, and what a holy woman she was. She was the daughter of Yeshayahu. And he had her serve this king, Meroidach Baal Adon, bring the goy into the house. And who's going to be the Mishares in order to show off his beautiful wife, his wife Chefsiba. And this was deemed a very great sin on his part. He got a little bit too carried away in his pride, in his safety and security, and what he has accomplished by defeating Sancheirev. Okay, so those are a collection of different midrashim. Now, Badin is a very important medrash. This is a very important medrash. Let me read the medrash inside because it's. He said we were back in the previous pasuk aleph. It says that he sent sifarim umincha. You hear this medrash on Tisha B'Av. You ever go to a kinnis on Tisha B'Av? They'll go and they'll talk about this medrash. He sent sifarim umincha el Chizkiyahu. So it says in the medrash. This is the medrash of Shir Hashirim Rabba. What did it say in the documents? So this is what it said in version 1. Right? It's one of the rules of writing letters. You don't never send your first draft. You never send, it was very interesting, a little tidbits in one of these magazines I saw recently in Ami magazine. The rules of writing letters to an editor. Little tidbits. I think one of the people who worked for the Agudot, so they always get a letter into the New York Times. What's the secret of getting your letter printed in the New York Times? So he tells you the rules. Right, so he says, no, the editor, exactly, that's what he says. But then he goes on to give even little tips. One of his main tips is, never send your first draft. So what was the first draft of the letter? Shalom l'chizkiyahu, peace to Chizkiyahu. I'm reading you from the menu, I have this inside. Shalom le'lokorabo, peace to the great God, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a godless that over here. Meroidach Baladon is acknowledging that there's a creator, Ribbono Shel Shalom, in these times, pretty good. Shalom liYerushalayim, the third greeting of peace. Three mansions of peace. Peace to Chizkiyahu, peace to Hashem, and peace to Yerushalayim. Let me continue the Medrash. The Kevan Shiyatsu HaKesavim, and then, as you know, in those days there were runners. They would send off the letter under a professional who knew how to run very quickly. And Nisyashev Aldaito, he began to think. And he said to himself, so Meroidach Baladan said, Lo Yosisi Kahoigen, I made a mistake. What's my mistake? Because you don't Higdamti Shloimoy Shel Chizkiyahu Le Eloko. He mentioned Chizkiyah before Hashem. When you give peace first to Hashem and then to Chizkiyah. Who was the one who also learned this mistake? Malki Tzedek. Malki Tzedek Melech Shehotzi Lechem Ve'hu Choyim Lekel Elyon. Vayomar Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon. First he said Avraham, and then he said Kel Elyon. And he was severely criticized, and the Kuhuna, certain things that were meant to be from Sholein Malki Tzedek were taken away from Malki Tzedek and given to Avram because he put Avram, a Basar V'dam, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here, it's not Mestaveh that he knew this Medrash. Maybe he did. Meroidach Bel Adon. It's not Mestaveh. He learned Chumash. He went to the Navi Shir. On his own, he came to the realization that he made a mistake, that you give shalom first to Hashem before you give shalom to a boss of Adam. So what did he do? Miyod omad mikisoi. He got up. He got up from his throne. Uposa sholosh pisio. So he took three steps forward. So you would say, what's the big deal? The stam, he needed some exercise. This stam, overweight king, you know, what does he do the whole day anyway? So, but... We have to understand that in those times, kings, there was a godless of a melech, what it meant to be a king, even a little king, he sat on a throne, and it was viewed as a very great godless on his part, that he got up, and he went forward three steps, lahachzir hasaksuvim, to send out a message, to send out someone to return, to restore, to retrieve the runner, that the letter should not be delivered so he can issue a second draft. And he wrote another tachtem, and he wrote a second draft. And the second draft, he wrote, V'chosavuchen shalom le'elokor abba shel Chizkiyahu. So the second draft, it said, greetings to Hashem. Greetings to the great God Hashem. And then, shalom Chizkiyahu, v'shalom Yishlam, so he changed the order. That's what was the second draft. First, Hashem to Hashem, then Shalom to Chizkiyahu, and then Shalom to Yerushalayim. So Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem was watching. And Hashem said, Ato amanto mikisacha uposata shalosh psios tachvoidi. You got up from your throne to give honor to me, to take three steps forward, in order to retrieve the letter, in order and give a kara to me before a bus of Adam, Chayecha, I swear Hashem, in your lifetime, by your life, Shani Mamid Mimcha Shalosh Melachim, there will be three kings that will come from you. See, Merech Baal Adon, it was not considered, they were not a world power, they were a kingdom. They were just some little teeny country which was a nobody. But now I will reward that there will be three major kings that will come from you that will control, dominate the world. And who were they? Shloisha Melachim Kozmoktorin. That it's a fancy word.
Kozmoktor,
is that an English word?
Cosmo meaning world.
World, Cosmo.
And Krator meaning ruler.
Say the second word?
Krator. Like
Krator? So, Democrat. Wow, fascinating. It's a Latin word?
Greek
word. Fascinating. Cosmo, Kitorin.
Krator.
Krator, a Cosmo leader. Fascinating.
So the world ruler.
A world ruler. Sholten Misoif Ha'oilam Vi'ad Sofa. That's what it says over here in Shir HaShirim Merabah. Misoif Ha'oilam Ad Sofa. The entire world from beginning to end. The Elu, who are the three descendants of Meroidach Baladan, Nebuchadnezzar, right? At this point in time, he was one of the soldiers of Asher. He was one of the few survivors that witnessed firsthand the miracle of the Malach killing all of the soldiers. And then his son, who was the son? His son was the Evil Meroidach. Evil Meroidach was the son of Nebuchadnezzar. He took over. He wasn't as bad as Nebuchadnezzar. And then was Belshazzar. He only was a male for a short period of time. Belshazzar, he was the third king, and he was killed that fateful night. And the night when Poras Modai conquered, that's when the end of the first of the four Malachios came to an end. On that night, when the handwriting on the wall appeared, and Daniel told them that it's over. He told them the symbol: it's over. Your Malachios is over, and from here on, there is a new boss in town. And that was the next level of Poras Modai, or really more precisely in that instant, it was Modai Uparas. Modai was the authority who conquered Bavel. He conquered and killed Belshazzar. Well, at that night, Belshazzar was not killed by him, was killed by someone in the palace. That's the story here. Yes, sir. But that, these are the three kings: Nebuchadnezzar, Evel Meroidach, and Belshazzar. So that's what we learn here, is that he got up. This is the letter. So that's the Medrash that tells us about these very interesting Sefarim u'Mincha, the two versions of the Sefarim, and a reward for this action of getting up out of his throne. Now, obviously, we don't know the details. If the Medrash is telling this, that he got up from his throne, he took three steps, we can bet there wasn't, he was alone in his private office, in the Oval Office, and just got up and made a phone call. There was a lot more to it. There was something very public. It was a very great honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are very important details that we're missing. You have to say that. Not just on what he got up in the middle of nowhere and he got up to three steps. There's obviously a lot of these midrashim allude to very big events.
Well,
yeah.
First of all, the idea of his reward, because when it comes to a Russia, the reward gets
in this world.
Paid off in
He's
this
fully
world.
Paid off in this world, so
because
there's nothing in the next world.
Because of the
correct. Okay.
And the Medrash further says that if he had taken one more step,
then we would have no choice. We wouldn't have survived. One more, exactly. Vayavoi. So this is the story. So now let's go for it. Vayavoi Yeshaya Hanavi El Melech Chizkiyos Yeshaya Hanavi arrives, and he comes to Alamelech Chizkiyos Vayomer Elav. He says to him, Mo Amru Hanoshim Hoeleh. What has happened here? I have heard a report that someone came to visit you from a faraway land. What have they said? What have they said to you? And from where have they come to you? Now this was a test. Okay, there's another very fascinating marriage. There were three people that were tested by Kadosh Baruch Hu and failed: Cain, Bilam, and Chizkiyo. Hashem said to Cain, Ayei hevel achicha. Where is Hevel, your brother? Now, exactly, true question. Hashem doesn't know the answer. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Hashem knows the answer. So what is Hashem asking the question? What's Hashem asking the question? Hashem knows the answer. I know the answer. I'm testing you. Do you have faith in me that I know what you are doing? And what did he say? What did Cain say? Hashemer achi anoichi, am I my brother's guardian? What do you want from me? That's not the right thing to say. Hashem knows the answer. Hashem knows what you've done. You've murdered him. That's not the right answer. The second one was, Hashem said to Bilam, Mi ho anoshim ho eile? Who are these people that have come to visit you? Hashem knows that Bilam sent Balak. Wait, the question was to the Balak. I told you what I say. Bilam, Hashem said,
Balak sent messengers to Bilam, right?
Balak sent messengers to Bilam. So Hashem said to Bilam, who are these people? Hashem doesn't know that Balak has sent a whole crew, a whole team, to go and tell him, we'll give you kavod, we'll give you what's so dear to you. Money knows nothing to you, but kavod will give you. Hashem doesn't know what's going on with it, that Balak is trying to hire Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. He was a master cursor. He knew how to do it like no one else. Hashem doesn't know this.
Like the computer kind.
Hashem doesn't know this. What kind of question is this? And yet, he answered, he was defined in his answer. And the third person here is Chizkiyahu. Hashem, Yeshaya is the Navi. Yeshaya, Hashem told Yeshaya exactly what is taking place. So Chizkiyahu should immediately have been humble and realize he made a mistake, but instead he was defined, and he says, Vayim Chizkiyahu, and Chizkiyahu says, May Eretz Rechayka Bo Eilai Bebavel, they came from a far distance from Bavel. Vayomer Mo Rohu Beveisecha, and Chizkiyahu, Yeshaya said, what did they see in your home? Vayomer Chizkiyahu, Eis Kol Asher Beveisi Rohu, everything in my home I have shown. Lo hayidava shalo har isim beotzro. So there is nothing that I withheld. There's nothing that they did not see in my home. Vayomer Yeshaya el Chizkiyahu. Shma dvar Hashem tzevakos. Listen to the word of Hashem tzevakos. Hinei, you are going to be punished. What you have done is incorrect. It's not the right thing to do, to break. This was a certain degree. What? It's very hard to define the chait. The Mefarshim struggled. What exactly was the chait? The chait was that he got carried away. He had pride, and the pride expressed itself, was brought out by bragging. Look what I have. Look at the Beis HaMikdash. Look at my queen. Look at my wealth. Look at my power. Look at my accomplishments. That's not proper. Person, a king, levilti yodum levavo. The Torah emphasizes this over and over again. A king is not allowed to have too much gold and silver. He's not allowed to have too many horses. He's not allowed to have too many wives. Levilti yodum levavo. It's only natural when a person is blessed. Vayishman yishuna yivot. When a person is blessed with success, it's human nature to get carried away and to become arrogant and to begin to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's exactly what's happening over here. He got carried away, and what he has done was, it was an expression of gaiva. Look how powerful, look how successful I am. He should have cut back and not taken this guy that he owes nothing to into his treasure house and shown him all of his wealth. I guess also...
It sounds very much like Achashverosh, doesn't it?
Achashverosh,
showing off
his wealth and power, exactly. Very interesting, very interesting. But here it's a Chizkiyahu, he's Melech Yisrael, not Achashverosh, the guy from Pars. So here, this is what he was created. I guess it's a very living Musaf. I mean, us in America, or also anywhere in Golis, is to display. There has to be a certain sneus. Person has not, you're not on display in America.
Is that where we get Ayin Hara?
Yes, that's a... But they're both correct. There's Ayin Hara, but it appears that the focus is not so much on the Ayin Hara. It's on yourself. It's on, what are you doing? Forget about it. Let's say you're from Shevet Yosef. And Shevet Yosef, we know, there's no Ayin Hara. Whatever that means. There's no Ayin Hara. They're, what is it called? Ale Oyin.
Yeah.
Yosef is Ale, and they're above the Ayin Hara. They can. It's still wrong. Just because you're successful and you're totally immune to Ayin Hara, it's not the right thing to do. It's not the right thing to go and show off your success, your wealth, and your blessing. That's the wrong thing to do. It lacks a certain dignity, a certain humility, and recognition of that everything you have is nothing more than a gift. It's for the time. It's for a purpose. And don't get carried away with your success in this world. So therefore he's going to be punished severely. What's the punishment? Hinei yamim bom, days are coming. V'nasa, that this very person you've shown all of your wealth, his child, Nebuchadnezzar, will come here. He will come here in 125 years. How could it possibly be 125 years old? Again, that's the other thing that we discussed. It's very difficult to understand. How old was Nebuchadnezzar when he conquered Yerushalayim? If Nebuchadnezzar was one of the foot soldiers in the army of Sanherib, and when Sanherib took place 125 years before the fall of Yerushalayim, so that means that he had to be at least 125 years. And being that Mestami wasn't an infant when he came to conquer with Ashur, he had to be at least 10 years old, he had to be at least 135 years. How could a person live so long? Okay, we don't know the answer. Maybe it means his son, grandson, the names are interchanged, it means whatever it means. But you're the descendant of this person called Meroidach, Meroidach Biladon, V'nasa, V'nisa, will carry away Eskol Asher Biveisecha, everything in your home, V'asher Otsru Avosecha, everything that you have, your forefathers, all of the kings of Klal Yisrael have stored, Ar Hayom Hazeh, until this day. Bavel to Bavel, it will be taken away, the spoils of the Beis Hamikdash will be carried away to Bavel. Lo Yivoser Dovar, nothing will remain. Omar Hashem. That's very frightening. That's what's going to happen. There's going to be a korban. Umi bonecha, asher yetsu mimcha, and from your children that will come from you, asher toili, which you have yet to be born. Obviously, at this point in time, he just got married. He did not yet have children. So children that will be born to you, he will have Menashe, and seemingly you have other children. Or other mefarshim know that bonecha does not necessarily mean children, it means from your students. Chizkiel was a very great Rosh HaYeshiva. And he had a lot of students, and your students will, which you'll give birth to, they will be taken away in captivity. Who is this referring to specifically? To Doniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Va'azariah. These four people that are going to be taken away as slaves, basically to serve in the palace of Nebuchadnezzar. To serve him, they recruited talent. And who had the greatest talent in the world? The Jewish people. And Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah were taken away as servants to serve in the palace of Nebuchadnezzar. They will be sorry sim. Behechal Melech Bavel, in the palace of the king of Bavel. Now, what does it mean, sorry sim? So the Targum translates, it means an officer. A saris simply means an officer, but a saris also means a person that can have children, and that's what it means, referring to what they to Daniel, the Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. They would do things to them to prevent them from having children. Why? So they should not try to have relations or have any dealings with the women. That was common in ancient times. Anyone that served in the royal palace were made into a saris. They took away their koyach of haylada, their taiva, their desire, their yetzahara, in order that they should not pose a problem to the women of the royal family. And that was obviously a very great tragedy for Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, v'hoyos sarisim behechal melech bada. V'yomer Chizkiyo, so how was his response to this terrible report? V'yomer Chizkiyo el Yishayahu, Toiv Devar Hashem Asher Dibarta. It is good. It's a pillar. How could he say it's good? This is horrible. Here Yeshayah is telling him there's going to be a churban. The Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed. But he accepts the decree. Toiv Devar Hashem Asher Dibarta. Vayomer. And he said, Ki Yiye Shalom Ve'emes B'yomoy. Which would simply mean, as long as there will be peace and truth in my days. Okay, there is. I don't have a good answer to explain his reaction. It's extremely difficult to understand why he reacted. Why didn't he say Chatosi Avisi Pashati? Let me do tshuva, and let me try to prevent and reverse this horrible decree which you have just told me in the name of Hashem. No, he doesn't say that. He says Toiv Devar Hashem. I accept it. Whatever Hashem does, whatever Hashem does is for good. I accept the gezerah, and as long as in my day there is peace and MS, I'm okay. Yeah?
Well, you said before that before he married,
correct?
He, uh, he didn't want to accept the gezeira.
Right.
So, and he was told, no, never mind, that's not your job. And
right.
Now he's saying, okay.
But here he's being told, that the gezeira, it's not because, it's because of his chet, his personal sin. Right. It's not necessarily related. If it would have been Menashe and Amon would have done whatever they would have done, and has nothing to do with Chizkiyahu, he's a tzaddik, he's soid olam, a tzaddik gomor, it's not his fault. Okay, so what can I possibly do? But here he is being told the reason why this will occur is that every bais will be charaf, and all of the spoil, all of the treasure will be taken to Bavel, is because of you, Chizkiyahu, because of this great sin that you opened up the Beis Hamikdash to the king of Bavel. So that's his responsibility. He should react. Or it could be that there would have been a Chorban anyway. But the degree, the severity, the is that one thing, the Chubai Scharf. But for someone to take away the Oron and the Kuvin and the Menorah to Bavel and to take and to the different levels of Chorban. Here Hashem is saying that the level is going to be increased. We're going to bring up a few notches because of your Chatoim. And he says, I accept. Yeah.
Could it be that, you think about it. Here's Chizkiyahu, Hashem says, he's about to fall, Hashem listens to him. And he turns around and attributes it all to himself. And he's a melech. Could be a greater chil Hashem in this atmosphere. And for him as a king to attribute this all to him, not that he should, part of it was he showed him everything, but that he's attributing, I did this, I did that, it came to see me. It's all me, and Hashem is saying, "How dare you?"
Right, it's a chil Hashem.
Such a great sin
on his level. Yeah, Hashem is medatik. What?
And what he was just saying.
Exactly. That is what Yishai is criticizing. What's going on here? A person comes. You owe him nothing. You never heard of this person before. Meroidech baladan. He lives the other end of the world. The sun stays in the sky for an additional 10 hours. He's very curious. What's this all about? He comes to Chizkiyahu. The Medrash says the reason why he came was because not because he really was sincere. He wants to know the power. What's the source of his power? So I can steal it from him and I can use it on my enemies. He already had big hasagas. Meroidech baladan already wanted to conquer the world. Now they saw that his master, Sancheriv, is dead. Well, he didn't die immediately, but since he's been defeated, so now everyone is free. It's just a new game. I want to conquer the world. I need to know secrets, source of power. What's your secret weapon? He has a secret weapon. What is it? That's why he came. That was his real intent. That's what it says in the Medrash. Not because seemingly it seems he was very impressed. He wants to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, I guess there's Elu v'Elu. You have to say that there were the elements of both. It was a very big chil Hashem that Chizkiyahu did not see through his insincerity. And
could Chizkiyahu have realized such a chil Hashem? I can't do true before. It's almost impossible.
I don't know.
Except the Gemara says chil Hashem is only nice.
Maybe. Maybe it could be. It's still very difficult because we do find even David HaMelech. David, by the way, says Chotasi, and we find
maybe with all the Nisim and the things that Hashem had done for him, maybe he thought he had run out of Zahuyos already and he couldn't ask for anything.
Okay. One other interpretation I did see of Schwab says this. He says, Vayomer ki yet shalom the MSBMI does not mean as long as in my life there is peace and truth. It means I'm going to work on it. I made a big, it's basically his admission of guilt. And what he's saying is, what I'm going to do is, it's a statement. For the rest of my days, I know that I've been promised 15 more years. I will see to it to repair the mistake I have just made. I will see to it that there should be peace. Now Shalom could be interpreted in a much broader context. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There should be Hashem. Shalom is one of Hashem's name. And MS. And maybe that will turn the tide. That will change the situation. Vayomer, I've made a mistake. I will see to it that for the remainder of my life I will do tshuva. Ki yihyeh, I will see to it there shall be shalom ve'emes b'yomoy. And maybe if the rest of my life things will be good, then Hashem will be mevatel the gzera of the Churban Beis Hamikdash.
It's just the opposite. It's like you look at the Mitzvah Stav, Tov Hashem.
Correct. So the simple interpretation is right. This, yes, Rav Schwab says many times he says his own idea. See, right in the Vim, he says his own interpretations. In Echlami, the simple interpretation of the parts like the Mitzudas, Tov Dvar Hashem, Tov Adavar Beinai, Uperish Dvarov, V'Yomar Chol V'Yeh B'Yomai Shalom, the Hashem Ya'amei Sli Haftachasi. Hashem will be peace in my life. Hashem promised me that for the very about 15 more years there'll be peace. That's the pshuto shel mikra. It's obviously very difficult. Rav Schwab is saying his own idea in a Chanami, his own idea is that it's a statement. It's a statement that I will do the best that I can for the rest of my life to make sure that people learn about Shalom Emes, and maybe that will change tide, change situation. Okay, that concludes Perek Lamed. Test. That concludes really the first section of Sefer Yeshaya, and we should make a big siyum because this is the major chunk. And now we come to the next part of Yeshaya, which deals with the nechamos of Yeshaya, and the entire sefer is called after this section of the words of comfort of Yeshaya, which we'll pick up with them tomorrow.
It's a very
easy. Yeah.
To almost turn it around and say he's showing off his wealth. This is what I got from my God. He's showing that to a guy. It's almost like a reverse of. He was proud of the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu saved him and gave him victory. But if you're saying I have pride, but I know where it came from. And showing that to a guy. It's almost like a reverse.
That's a tough line.
Tough to take.
Trying to say